Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Nahid Nenshi says he's getting back into politics. The former Calgary mayor is officially joining the race to lead Alberta's NDP. Aaron Collins has more.
We need to build an Alberta that is a beacon of hope for everyone from around the world.
Nahid Nenshi wants to be Alberta's next premier, throwing his hat in the ring to lead the opposition NDP. The three-term mayor looking to go toe-to-toe with Danielle Smith's United Conservative Party in the next provincial election.
I'm really worried that our government right now is not only incompetent, but they're actually immoral and they're dangerous.
Nenshi's never been active in the Alberta NDP, and political scientist Lisa Young says that could make winning the leadership a challenge.
I think we've seen from the other leadership candidates that they are perhaps not welcoming him into the race as an outsider.
Nenshi is the sixth person to officially enter the NDP leadership race. The party will choose a new leader to replace Rachel Notley at its convention in June. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.
A BC man is dead after being caught in an avalanche in Alberta over the weekend. RCMP say two men were skiing in the backcountry in Kananaskis when the avalanche happened Sunday afternoon. One man was able to dig himself out, but the other was buried. Police say the victim was identified as a 19-year-old from Kelowna. Hunger is worsening in Gaza. The UN Secretary General says Israel's vow to expand its operation to the city of Rafah will sink Gaza into an even deeper circle of hell. Antonio Guterres is calling for a truce as Palestinians begin fasting for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Margaret Evans reports.
Plumes of smoke could be seen rising above Gaza in the distance as the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan arrived. No silencing of the guns, though, despite pleas from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Even though Ramadan has begun, the killing, bombing, and bloodshed continue in Gaza.
In Rafah's teeming tent camps, some people have hung ribbons from tent to tent, greeting Ramadan for the sake of the children. In the past, I would prepare the table to eat at sunset, says Khalil Abu Ziyada, but there's no food and I don't have any money for it. With ceasefire talks stalled, the Israeli Prime Minister continues to insist he will push ahead with the military offensive in Rafah, where more than 1 million Gazans are sheltering, despite international condemnation. Margaret Evans, CBC News, Tel Aviv.
Representatives from Canada and the U.S. are meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica. They're trying to figure out how to end the crisis gripping Haiti. Gangs are working together to tear down the power structure. J.P. Tasker reports.
On the chaotic streets of Port-au-Prince, Haitians are scrambling to find food and water. There's a shortage of both as the country grapples with a humanitarian crisis. There's no potable water. We're in misery, says Natasha. Like other Haitians interviewed, she gave only her first name out of fear for her safety. Natasha is holed up in a makeshift camp with her three children. She's watched armed gangs torch food markets, part of an arson campaign against the government. Bob Ray, Canada's ambassador to the UN, is in Jamaica for an emergency meeting with leaders from the region. They'll try to cobble together a solution to Haiti's problems.
It's very serious, and the power of the gangs has extended and expanded.
Ray says Canadian officials are still on the ground. Their focus now is standing up a multinational security force to step in. J.P. Tasker, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Oscar ratings are in, and 19.5 million people watched the Academy Awards last night in the U.S. That's the highest number in 4 years. The audience peaked when Canadian Ryan Gosling sang, "I'm Just Ken" from the movie Barbie. And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.